You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
By faith, God opens up the road to Himself and gives people heart to talk to Him.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father, give us faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, and save us by your power. Bring us back from the deadness of life, and revive us by faith in Jesus to a new life, full of generosity and kindness, which the world needs today. Fulfill your promise, O God, to give eternal life to all who believe in Jesus Christ, that we may be saved and live by your mighty power. In Jesus, your Son, crucified for us and raised again from the dead, we pray. Amen. Some really good things are happening across the world. People are telling other people the good news of God, which they have found in Jesus Christ. What they've found is that God has disclosed His great heart to the world in His Son, Jesus Christ. God has acted to save the world in His Son, Jesus Christ. God has accepted the atonement of His Son, Jesus Christ, for the sins of the world. And God has raised His Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead to be both Savior and Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. That is the gospel of God. All of this good news comes from the Bible. There is no other source for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can see the power and also the intelligence of God in the universe. But only the prophets and the apostles of God tell the good news of God as He wants it to be told, in His saving plan for the world, at the heart and core of which is His Son, Jesus Christ. It is apostolic to tell people about Jesus Christ. Only people who have Jesus Christ in their hearts are willing to tell other people about Jesus Christ. They have faith in Him, and in faith they tell other people about Him. That is apostolic. The story is told in all kinds of ways and in all kinds of places, but it is always about Jesus Christ. There's an incident where Paul and Silas were in jail because they had cast out an evil spirit from a slave girl whose owners were making money out of her supposed ability to predict the future. The girl herself had been following Paul and his company around, shouting, "These men are the servants of the Most High God. They announce to you how you can be saved." After she had done this for many days, Paul was upset and turned around to the girl, saying, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I order you to come out of her." The spirit went out of her at that very moment. The owners of the slave girl, who had been making money out of her vaunted ability to predict the future, dragged Paul and Silas before the authorities in the public square and said, "These men are Jews and they are causing trouble in our city. They are teaching customs that are against our laws. We are Roman citizens and we cannot accept these customs or practices." The whole crowd joined in the attack upon Paul and Silas. The officials tore the clothes off Paul and Silas and ordered them to be whipped. All of this happened in spite of the fact that Paul himself was a Roman citizen, and it was against the law to whip a Roman citizen. After severe beating, they were thrown into jail, and the jailer was ordered to lock them up tight. Upon receiving this order, the jailer threw them into the inner cell and fastened their feet between heavy blocks of wood. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. There came a violent earthquake which shook the prison to its foundations. All at once, the doors were opened and the chains fell off all the prisoners. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison was open, he thought the prisoners had escaped. So he pulled out his sword and was about to kill himself. Paul shouted at the top of his voice, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for a light, rushed in, and fell trembling at the feet of Paul and Silas. Then he led them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your family." And they preached the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in the house. "Have faith," Jesus kept saying to his disciples. "Have faith," said his apostles to people wherever they went. "Have faith in Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." If Martin Luther ever said anything in his whole lifetime, it was this: have faith in Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. A lot of the things in the church needed to be reformed in Martin Luther's day, but he hit at the heart of what the world needs, the good news of God, which is the apostolic message about Jesus Christ. Only Christ saves. Only by faith in Christ do people accept that salvation, which is forgiveness and life through the grace of God. Only with faith in Christ do people feel the impulse of God's Holy Spirit to a new life, at the heart of which is the willingness to forgive others as God, for the sake of Christ, forgives us. It takes a lot of love, kindness, patience, great-heartedness, and self-control, all of which are gifts of the Holy Spirit of God, to go along with faith in Christ, the faith that the Holy Spirit brings to people through the gospel of God, which is the good news of Jesus Christ. You can see all of that happening in that one night, in that one jail, in that one city of Philippi. It is happening all the time, even today, wherever people tell the good news of Jesus Christ. People believe, and even their whole families believe. The jailer at Philippi was a hard character who had it made. Then came the good news of Jesus Christ through two unlikely people, two prisoners, and his whole life was remade. It happens all the time. That jailer has become the head of a long line of people who have found out for themselves that the gospel of God is true. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he is the Savior of the world, and you can have faith in him. I've heard people say, all you have to do is believe. They mean you can believe in anything and you can be saved. People know better than that. The jailer knew better than that. He asked, "What must I do to be saved?" Paul's answer is quite plain. You can't do anything to save yourself. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. Faith in God comes from God. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. You can't just decide that you're going to have faith. Faith in God is received from God, just as the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for the sins of the world, and for our sins too, and his resurrection from the dead, are all gifts to the whole world from God. You can say no to God, but you don't say yes to God except by the power of his Holy Spirit. No one calls Jesus Lord, said St. Paul, except by the Holy Spirit. It is human to ask, what must I do to be saved? It's the way of the world to try to do something in order to earn the favor of God. It's normal to think that you can make your own way to heaven. It's logical to think that you can make up for your own sins. That's why it's so hard for people to get the good news of God, and why the power of God's Holy Spirit is necessary to give people faith in God. The good news of God has power to give people faith. It does that by the power of the Spirit of God, who is in the good news of God about Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and rose again. It is the Holy Spirit talking to you today, saying, Jesus Christ died for you. That's the gospel. Jesus Christ is alive and well. He is Lord. That's good news. And the power of God is beating on your heart at this moment in order to give you faith in that good news. You can say no to him just as the jailer could have said no to him. But the Spirit of God, doing his own thing, brings people like you and me to say yes to him. He brought the jailer to say yes to him. The moment you say yes to God in response to his good news in Jesus Christ, you have faith in God. St. Paul said, as Martin Luther said, the man who is just by faith in the sight of God will live. You don't need to do this or that, but it's absolutely necessary to have faith in Jesus Christ. To know God, to trust God, to accept God as your Father, to live as a forgiven and forgiving person, to be loving when everybody else hates, and to be God's son or daughter by faith in Jesus Christ. God actually makes people free through faith. Paul and Silas were a lot freer than their jailer. He became free with the good news of God. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved and your whole family. By faith in Jesus, God makes people free from the guilt of their sins and also from the consequences of their sins. He frees people by faith from the fear of death. He actually turns death into life through faith in Jesus Christ. I've seen it happen. It is God's doing all the way, and his doing comes to rest in the hearts of people by faith in Jesus Christ. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen, said the writer of the letter to the Hebrews. Faith is believing God and relying on his promises that he created and controls the world. Faith is trusting God that he really means it when he forgives. He really gives new life that is worth living. Faith moves people to obey God's commands and to bring him the acceptable sacrifices of their lives, acceptable to him in Christ Jesus. God opens the lines of communication with himself that were broken before with faith. Faith enables people to praise God and to pray to him. Faith causes people to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven. Faith moves people to thank God and to see in him the beginning and the end of everything. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Jesus marveled at the unbelief of people. He could not understand why they refused to believe. But he saw that they did refuse to believe. They saw who he was and what he did, and yet they turned him off. God opens up the power lines to himself by faith. A woman was healed, and Jesus said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. A blind man asked for sight, and Jesus said, According to your faith, be it done. A Roman centurion came to him and said, Say the word, and let my servant be healed. Jesus marveled and said, Not even in Israel have I found such faith. A Canaanite woman begged Jesus to heal her daughter, and Jesus said, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. There's no doubt in my mind at all that God performs miracles for people who have faith in him. Miracles are done not by faith, but by God. Faith does not bargain with God. It does not say, I'll believe in you if you do this or that. Faith speaks as David spoke. By my God, I can leap over a wall. It talks as the psalmist did. This I know, that God is for me.
faith gave words to St. Paul. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. There's a lot of power in faith, but there's no power without the power of God. Faith in Jesus Christ enables people to pray, "Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Give us this day our daily bread." Faith counts on God and his help, even though you can't understand. Faith trusts God to do things in ways that far surpass your or my understanding. The call to faith is absolutely necessary, even for people who have faith in God. To the disciples, Jesus said, "O men of little faith, why are you so concerned that you brought along no bread? Don't you remember how I fed 5,000? Faith is necessary to free from fear. Jesus said to his disciples, "I will make you fishers of men." It takes faith to take that and to go with it. These men did, and you know the results. Faith in God is like muscle. Either you use it or it atrophies. When his disciples said, "Lord, increase our faith," our Lord told them to use the faith they had. God gives more faith than you need. What is the use of having more faith if you don't use what you've got? Faith is used when you put it to work. "Faith apart from works is dead," said the Apostle James. "What must I do to be saved?" the jailer asked. Paul and Silas said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, and your whole family." The apostles preached the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in that prison. And that very hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds, and he and all his family were baptized. After all that talk about the Lord, they were baptized at once. Then he took Paul and Silas to his house and gave them some food to eat. He and his family were filled with joy because they now believed in God. That's what Luke tells us. With faith, you don't have to be a fool. The next morning, the Roman authorities sent police officers with the order, "Let those men go." The jailer told Paul with a good deal of elation, "The officials have sent an order for you and Silas to be released. You may leave now and go in peace." Paul said to the police officers, "We were not found guilty of any crime, yet they whipped us in public, and we are Roman citizens. Then they threw us into prison, and now they want to send us away secretly?" "Not at all. The Roman officials themselves can come down here and let us out." The police officers reported these words to the Roman officials, and when they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were afraid. So they went and apologized to them. Then they led them out of the prison and asked them to leave the city. Paul and Silas left the prison and went to Lydia's house. There they met the believers, spoke words of encouragement to them, and left. Faith does not make fools out of people. It makes believers out of them. Believers in God. People with faith in God stand up with self-respect and without arrogance. Faith in Jesus Christ, God's Son, saves. Faith in Jesus Christ, the Lord of heaven and earth, works by the power of the Spirit of God, who's always telling people the good news of God in Jesus Christ, through the lips and lives of ordinary people like ourselves. By the power of the Spirit of God, faith saves and faith works. Have faith, my friend. Have faith by the power of the Spirit of God, through this good news of God, which is and always will be in Jesus Christ. Have faith in Jesus Christ. Have faith, and you will be saved. Amen.